Welcome back to Between the Lines. We hope you enjoyed that break, because we're diving back into the depths of Scripture with more enlightening discussions. Join us now as we continue our journey.
Back to the first covenant they gave Abraham, follow me with all your heart and circumcise your children. But through Christ, follow Christ. What did Christ say? If you love the Lord your God with all your heart, that's follow me with all your heart. And love thy neighbor as yourself, you have fulfilled all of these statutes. Mm-hmm. And thy sons do, which they are given out of the sacrifice of the peace offerings of the children of Israel. The heap shoulder and the wave breast shall they bring with the offerings made by fire of the fat, to wave it before the wave offering, before the Lord, and it shall be thine and thy sons with thee by a statute forever, as the Lord hath commanded. And Moses diligently sought the goat of the sin offering, and behold, it was burnt. And he was angry with Eleazar and Ithamar, the sons of Aaron, which were left alive, saying, wherefore have ye not eaten the sin offering in the holy place, seeing it is most holy, and God hath given it to bear the iniquity of the congregation, to make atonement for them before the Lord? Behold, the blood of it was not brought in with the holy place. He should indeed have eaten it in the holy place, as I have commanded. And Aaron said unto Moses, behold, this day have I offered their sin offering and their burnt offering before the Lord. And such things have befallen me, and if I had eaten the sin offering today, should I have been accepted in the sight of the Lord? And when Moses heard that, he was content. So they are not following the exact procedures. They got to get themselves in line.
And Aaron kind of stepped in. He's like, wait a minute. Yeah. I made oblation for them.
Covered for them.
Right.
Chapter 11, book of Leviticus. The Lord spake unto Moses and to Aaron, saying unto them, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, these are the beasts which ye shall eat among all the beasts that are on the earth. Whatsoever parteth the hoof, and is cloven footed, and cheweth the cud among the beasts, that shall ye eat. Nevertheless, these shall ye not eat of them that chew the cud, or of them that divide the hoof, as the camel, because it cheweth the cud, but divideth not the hoof, is unclean to you. And the cooney, because he cheweth the cud, but divideth not the hoof, is unclean unto you. And the hare, because he cheweth the cud, but divideth not the hoof, he is unclean unto you. And the swine, though he divideth the hoof, and be cloven-footed, yet he cheweth not the cud, he is unclean to you. And it's interestingly enough, back in Genesis, when God was bringing the animals onto the ark, he specified which animals to bring in by twos, and that you should bring in seven of the clean animals. Mm-hmm. And the Levitical law had not been given at this time. But obviously in their hearts it had been put there. And got some of those spiritual downloads mm-hmm. that God has been giving all through this book so far. For their sustenance. Of their flesh shall ye not eat, and their carcasses shall ye not touch. They are unclean to you. These shall ye eat of all that are in the waters. Whatsoever hath the fins and scales in the waters, in the seas, and in the rivers, them shall ye eat. And all that have not fins and scales in the sea and in the rivers, of all that move in the waters, and any living thing that which is in the waters, they shall be an abomination unto you. But only eat that which has fins and scales. They shall be given an abomination unto you. Ye shall not eat of their flesh, but ye shall have their carcasses in abomination. Whatsoever hath no fins nor scales in the water, that shall ye be an abomination unto you. And these are they which ye shall have an abomination unto the fowls. They shall not be eaten. They are an abomination, the eagle, and the ostrich, and the osprey, and the vulture, and the kite after his kind, every raven after his kind, and the owl, and the night hawk, and the cuckoo, and the hawk after his kind, and the little owl, and the cormorant, and the great owl, and the swan, and the pelican, and the gear eagle, and the stork, and the heron after her kind, and the lapwing, and the bat, all fowls that creep going upon all fours shall be an abomination unto you. Yet these may ye eat of every flying, creeping thing that goeth upon all four, which have legs above their feet, that leap withal upon the earth. Even these of them ye may eat, the locust after his kind, and the bald locust after his kind, and the beetle after his kind, and the grasshopper after his kind. But all other flying, creeping things which have 4 feet shall be an abomination unto you. Interestingly enough, mankind kind of got away from eating grasshoppers.
Yeah.
I'm kind of glad about that.
Weird. Yeah.
And for these ye shall be unclean. Whatsoever toucheth the carcass of them shall be unclean until the evening. Whosoever beareth aught of the carcass of them shall wash his clothes and be unclean until the evening. The carcasses of every beast which divideth the hoof and is not cloven-footed nor cheweth the cud are unclean unto you. Everyone that toucheth them shall be unclean. Whatsoever goeth upon his paws among all manner of the beast that go on all four, those are unclean unto you. Whosoever toucheth their carcasses shall be unclean until the evening. He that beareth the carcass of them shall wash his clothes and be unclean until the evening. They are unclean unto you. Now this here is spelling out good hygienic practice. And if you follow these things, you are less likely to get diseases and come down with ailments. These also shall be unclean unto you among the creeping things that creep upon the earth, the weasel and the mouse and the tortoise after his kind, and the ferret and the chameleon and the lizard and the snail and the mole. These are unclean to you among all that creep. Whatsoever doeth touch them when they be dead shall be unclean until the evening. And upon whatsoever any of them, when they are dead, doth fall, it shall be unclean, whether it be any vessel of wood, raiment, or skin, or sack, whatsoever vessel it be, wherein any work is done, it must be put into water, shall be unclean unto the evening, so it shall be cleansed. Every earthen vessel, whatsoever any of them falleth, whatsoever is in it, shall be unclean, and ye shall break it. Of all meat which may be eaten, that on which such water cometh, shall be unclean. And all drink that may be drunk, and every such vessel shall be unclean. And everything whereupon any part of their carcass falleth shall be unclean, whether it be oven or ranges for pots, they shall be broken down, for they are unclean and shall be unclean unto you. If it dies by itself, don't mess with it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, roadkill.
Yep. Yep.
I mean, up in Alaska, they have a law that you can stop and get roadkill and use it for. And I'm quite certain it's because it's frozen within...
I was about to say, it's probably because it's so cold.
Yes, I mean, it's frozen within a couple hours.
Yeah.
There again, good hygienic law.
Yep.
Don't find something dead and eat it.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to know its history before you want to put it in your mouth.
Yes.
That's like, don't eat watermelons that grow near the septic tank.
Yes.
Not a good idea.
Not going to taste good.
No. Nevertheless, a fountain or pit wherein there is plenty of water shall be clean, but that which toucheth their carcasses shall be unclean. Any part of their carcass fall upon any sowing seed which is to be sown, it shall be clean. But if any water be put upon the seed and any part of their carcass fall thereon, it shall be unclean unto you. If any beast of which ye may eat die, he that toucheth the carcass thereof shall be unclean until the evening. And he that eateth of the carcass of it shall wash his clothes and be unclean until the evening. He also that beareth the carcass of it shall wash his clothes and be unclean until evening. And every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth shall be an abomination. It shall not be eaten. Whatsoever goeth upon the belly, and whatsoever goeth upon all fours, or whatsoever hath more feet among all creeping things that creepeth upon the earth, them ye shall not eat. I think that covers centipedes.
Yeah.
I've never had any desire to eat a centipede, have you?
Mm-mm.
They are an abomination. Ye shall not make yourselves abomination with any creeping thing that creepeth, neither shall ye make yourselves unclean with them, that ye should not be defiled thereby. For I am the Lord your God. Ye shall therefore sanctify yourselves, and ye shall be holy. For I am holy, neither shall ye defile yourselves with any manner of creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. I am the Lord that bringeth you up out of the land of Egypt to be your God. Ye shall therefore be holy, for I am holy. This is the law of the beast. of the fowls and of every living creature that moveth in the waters, and of every creature that creepeth upon the earth, to make a difference between the unclean and the clean, and between the beast that may be eaten and the beast that may not be eaten. There again, this law is growing in its complexity to cover every aspect of human life. With one prospect and one divine nature to show men that they cannot make themselves holy no matter how they try. I can't utter it enough. The first covenant given to Abraham, follow me with all your heart and circumcise your children. One is a spiritual thing and one is a carnal thing. They couldn't do it. They refused to do it. So God's going to give them all of these physical activities. Religion is born. And this religion grows to a monstrosity, and no single person could keep all of the statutes here on a daily basis. It took Jesus Christ to come and do it because he didn't have the sinful lines from the fall, because his father was the Holy Spirit. He carried the mother's DNA, and then the father came down and impregnated Mary to create once again on this earth a perfect human, because there had not been any perfect humans since the fall in the garden. Come down, he proved he could keep this law once and for all and break the bondage off the children, and gave us basically the same statute: love the Lord your God with all your heart and love your neighbor as yourself, and accept my sacrifice once and for all for you. To make a difference between the unclean and the clean, and between the beast that may be eaten and the beast that may not be eaten. You're here with David and Jonathan on Between the Lines, Understanding the Bible. We're in some laborious reading in Leviticus, but you got to get through it at least once. And I beg you to read this Bible over and over and over and over again in its entirety. Once you get through these laborious readings, focus on the storylines in the other books and see what God has to give you. Chapter 12, verse of the book of Leviticus. The Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, if a woman have conceived seed and born a man child, then she shall be unclean 7 days, according to the days of the separation of her infirmity, she shall be unclean. And in the 8th day, the flesh of his foreskin shall be circumcised. She shall then continue in the blood of her purification 33 days. She shall touch no hallowed thing, nor come unto the sanctuary until the days of her purifying be fulfilled. But if she bear a maid child, then she shall be unclean 2 weeks, as in her separation, and she shall continue in the blood of her purifying 66 days. When the days of her purification are fulfilled, for a son or for a daughter, she shall bring a lamb of the first year for a burnt offering, and a young pigeon or a turtle dove for a sin offering unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation unto the priest, who shall offer it before the Lord and make an atonement for her, and she shall be cleansed from the issue of her blood. This is the law for her that hath borne a male or a female. Imagine that. There are only two genders there.
Oh, yeah.
Interestingly enough.
Right.
And God wrote it.
Right.
And if she be not able to bring a lamb, then she shall bring two turtle doves of two young pigeons. And if you notice there in your King James Bible, doves is missing. Is it missing in your Bible?
Yep.
Unfortunate omission. She shall bring two turtle doves of two young pigeons, the one of the burnt offering or the other for a sin offering, because you cannot sacrifice turtles before the Lord.
No. Yeah.
Yes. One of the burnt offerings and the other for a sin offering, and the priest shall make an atonement for her, and she shall be clean. And I do believe this omission goes back to the original King James translation, where the scribe actually missed the word to put in there.
Right.
With David and Jonathan on WVFF, Between the Lines, Understanding the Bible, God's amazing roadmap to eternity. Don't leave home without it. Any day you're in God's Word is a good day, and I recommend that you read it over and over and over. Speak it out loud when you read it. Read it slowly. I'm reading these laborious parts a little faster than I normally would, just to get us through them. I don't want to lose you guys if you're out there following us. But a lot of times people will get in, I'm going to read the whole Bible through. And they get knee-deep into Leviticus, and it's just statute, after law, after law. And it just, they lose their desire to get through it. But this book, storylines are so amazing. Get through these laborious parts one time, and then focus on God's Word, the story of His people, and all the way through to His Son, and into the end days of this world. And glad you could be here with us today on WVFF 97.7 Between the Lines with Dave and Jonathan. We'll catch you next time.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Between the Lines. We hope you've gained a deeper understanding of God's Word and strengthened your faith in Jesus. Tune in again for more spiritual discoveries, 3 p.m. daily with David and Jonathan. Exclusively here on Veterans for Freedom Radio, the Truth in Broadcasting Corporation.